Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bibles and turn to the book of Genesis. And in just a moment, I'm going to read to you the last chapter of the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 50. And you'll want to follow along if you have your Bible with us as we do that. While you're turning to Genesis, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying old Sunday school lessons that were written by E.A. Elam. And this particular Sunday school lesson was written for the Sunday schools of January the 13th, 1924. It's about the long sojourn in Egypt. This is actually lesson 464 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And while this Sunday school lesson is on the long sojourn in Egypt, most of the lesson has to do with the beginning of that sojourn as the children of Israel made their way into Egypt. Now, we're talking about the 12 sons of Joseph that were brought there, those 11 brothers brought there by Joseph, and how they settled in the land of Goshen. And as we were bringing this study to a close in our last class, we were talking about how this is a Bible story that has a happy ending. You see, Joseph was a great blessing to Egypt, to other countries, and especially his own people. But that God overruled the crime of his brethren to this great good did not lessen their guilt. God leaves men entirely free to choose and act for themselves, yet he overrules their wickedness to his glory and the good of his people, and evildoers suffer the just desert of their sins. God was with Joseph in the pit, as a slave, in prison, and as a ruler over Egypt, because he was ever faithful to God. It is better far to be in the pit with God than to be out of it with Satan. The humble, suffering lad in the pit, the faithful, virtuous slave, the godly prisoner, was mightier then and wielded a far greater influence today than his wicked brethren, his prolific mistress, and his heathen king, a willing instrument in God's hand. Faithfully serving God's purposes and working out God's plan, any man today is a power. Joseph, as we have learned, was 17 years old when he was sold into Egypt, 30 when taken out of prison and made ruler of Egypt, 39 when Jacob went into Egypt, 54 when Jacob died, and 110 when he died. Although Joseph was dead and the lives of many people having been preserved, the further purpose of God of disciplining and training his people, the Exodus, the journey through the wilderness, and the establishment of them into a nation was at work still. And this brings the Sunday school lesson to a close. But I thought since we've been looking at these lessons from Genesis, that it would be good to read the last chapter of Genesis, and it is so interesting. Beginning in Genesis chapter 50 and verse 1, we read, "And Joseph fell on his father's face and wept upon him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. And the physicians embalmed Israel, and for 40 days they were fulfilled for him. For so are fulfilled the days of embalming. And the Egyptians wept for him 70 days." Genesis 50 and verse 4. and when the days of weeping for him were past, Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh, saying, If now I have found favor in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, My father made me swear, saying, Lo, I die in my grave which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan. There shalt thou bury me. Now therefore let me go up, I pray thee, and bury my father, and I will come again. And Pharaoh said, Go up and bury thy father according as he hath made thee swear. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, and all the house of Joseph and his brethren and his father's house. Only their little ones and their flocks and their herds they left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. And they came to the fleshing floor of Atad, which is beyond Jordan. And there they lamented with very great and sore lamentation. And he made a mourning for his father 7 days. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians. Wherefore the name of it was called Abel-Mizraim, which is beyond the Jordan. And his sons did unto him according as he commanded them. For his sons carried him into the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with the field for possession of a burying place of Ephron the Hittite before Mamre. And Joseph returned into Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went with him, to bury his father after he had buried his father. Genesis chapter 50 and verse 15. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, It may be that Joseph will hate us and will fully requite us all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a message unto Joseph, saying, Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the transgression of thy brethren and their sin for what they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, Behold, we are thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, Fear not. For am I in the place of God? And as for you, ye meant evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring it to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. Genesis chapter 50 and verse 22. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house, and Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were born upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. But God will surely visit you and bring you up out of this land into the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Now that's where the book of Genesis comes to a close. However, it is very rewarding when we go into the book of Exodus and we read about the children of Israel departing out of the land of Canaan and out of the land of Egypt and returning to the land of Canaan, and how their special mention of how they took the bones of Joseph with them. And even when they came into the land of Canaan 40 years later, again, they still had those bones. And they buried them in the land of Canaan as Joseph had asked them to do. Those old bones of Joseph stood for them through all those years of their bondage and of their wandering in the wilderness as a reminder that God had promised them this land and they would return to that land. And perhaps then it would remind them of that greater promise too, that through them or through their seed, through that nation, but through particular one that would come from that nation, all the nations of the world would be blessed. Now that ends the Sunday school lesson in the reading of from Genesis from January 13th, 1924. And on the opening page, the following page at the same opening in my little Sunday school book, we have the Sunday school lesson for January the 20th, 1924. And it's about how Moses is called to deliver Israel. Let me read to you the lesson text of this. It is in Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Now Moses was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the wilderness, and came to the mountain of God unto Horeb. And the angel of Jehovah appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when Jehovah saw that he turned aside to see, God called on him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses! And he said, Here I am. And he said, Draw not nigh thither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And Jehovah said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people that are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land into a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. And now, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming to me. Moreover, I have seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, I will send thee to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be the token unto thee that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, and ye shall serve God upon this mountain. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Hebrews 11:24-25. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. The place where this took place is near Mount Horeb in Sinai. There's a devotional reading for this, but because we're short of time, I'm going to leave that to the next class. You might want to mark in your Bible the 130th Psalm. The geographical note is that Horeb was probably the name of a group of mountain peaks within the district, and Sinai of that particular one of which God met with Moses and from which the law was given. We'll discuss the time of Israel's bondage and the efforts to check the increase of the Israelites and the deliverer that was born and the human efforts and God's providence and how they work together and Moses' choice. So there's a lot to cover in this lesson. Hope you'll be back with us when we meet again. The old schoolmaster would say, class is dismissed.